Hey everybody, I'm Ashley Conrad. Welcome to the Daily Muddy. Well, let's talk about trucks. Big, hot, sexy trucks. And how guys who drive hot trucks suddenly become hot themselves. Unless they don't know how to park them, that is. Anywho, there's a new truck in town, and it's one of a kind for Quincy. This truck is going to be all the rage. After all, it's one people have wanted to see for a long, long time. This truck is so hot. So sought after. Trust me. People are going to be following it around town just to see what it can do. Okay, maybe that'll just be me, but I can't wait. What sexy truck am I referring to? Check it out. Whew. That is one sexy truck. Look at that. That is one hell of a piece of machinery. So, what do you think? Hotter than Jason Momoa? I think so. I think we've all been waiting to feast our eyes on this bad boy. Okay, all teasing and drooling aside, the city's new pothole patching machine is certainly money well spent. Summertime is peak pothole time, and social media has been flooded with chatter about the teeth chippers around town. So much so that I'm a little surprised Mayor Trope didn't break a bottle of champagne over the truck at Monday's city council meeting. It seems like most of Quincy's streets are either under repair or they need repair, so this truck is going to be like our knight in shining armor. I'm just saying, not all heroes wear capes. This bad boy is a total chick magnet. Okay, now I'm done fawning over this beautiful piece of machinery. Can't wait to see it in action. Coming up, the Ole Miss Academy gets ready to open its doors. Once it has doors, that is. We'll be right back.
Quincy Warehouse Bargains is your Quincy home improvement store. It's the only store of its kind in the Quincy area. We offer flooring, mattresses, area rugs, dining sets, couches, appliances, and much more. And have more products to come so we can better serve the Quincy and Tri-State community. Our staff is ready to help you find what you need to make your house a home. Quincy Warehouse Bargains, 4100 North 24th Street, Quincy.
Welcome to the Abbey, a Quincy tradition.
With six big screens, a new larger kitchen, and now more seating capacity, the Abbey is the place to be before, during, and after the big game. Come enjoy fan-favorite Abbeytizers, steaks, burgers, and a variety of daily food and drink specials. Can't join us? Carryout is available too. Now with a convenient drive-up window to better serve you. 1736 Spring in Quincy. Opens at 3 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday.
Come join all your friends at the Abbey, a Quincy tradition.
What if there was one thing that could improve your mood, productivity, and well, overall health?
There is. It's called a good night's sleep.
Harvey's Furniture offers industry-leading beds from BEMCO, Chatham & Wells, as well as Spring Air.
Harvey's Furniture, our home, your home.
Are you looking for the perfect venue for your next special event? Check out Utopia Event Center.
Utopia has a large banquet room and an awesome bar area, perfect for anything from birthday parties to formal corporate meetings. It also offers a photo booth, stage for a DJ or a live band, and a fully stocked bar, all for only $300. Check us out at utopiaeventcenter.com or call Barn at 217-430-6559 for more information. Utopia Event Center, 900 North 12th Street in Quincy.
Instant Replay is your local sports bar. With 18 big screen TVs, we have all the sports packages from college games to pro games. We offer daily drink specials and come check out the bullpen, our newly renovated beer garden. Instant Replay, 2739 Chestnut in Quincy.
And welcome back. Joining me today and coming back, actually, Jen Wiemelt and Catherine Zenger, and they are here with Ole Miss Academy. And I know we have spoken a little bit about this, but it's such a cool endeavor, and just really thankful you guys came back today. So a couple new developments, I guess we'll say, but then also for people who may not know enough about it, do you mind if we just kind of do a broad overview about what Ole Miss Academy is, why the community is rallying behind it, and what kind of new developments you guys think are newsworthy, of course. But let me start by, okay, so Jen Wiemelt, you are kind of the one of the founders. Slash, okay, which is super awesome.
Yeah.
And you saw a need because basically with the doctrine, things that are happening in public and private schools, right, that there's kind of a need for something new.
Right. And parents really wanted that transparency. Teachers kind of wanted more support. We interviewed over 100, at this point, probably 125 different experts in their field surrounding education. And just saw a need that this classical model really does work. Statistically, it produces very good test scores, very good results for the kids because it's so cohesive. So I'm just going to give a brief background, and thank you for letting us come back and
talk to you. Absolutely.
So Almus is going to be a philosophical classical school. And so what that means is typical classical schools across the U.S. right now are tied to some doctrine, either Christian or Catholic. We are trying to create a school. We are creating a school that will be religiously neutral. So in classical education, history is its spine, and the rest of the subjects interrelate with that history. And so in that period of history, we're just going to look at how the peoples of the world lived entirely. So that may look like their government, their culture, their spirituality. So we're going to expose our students to everything across the world, everything that we can fit in that time frame.
Sure.
And so there's four tours in classical education. So we look at a period in history in that whole year, and the periods are U.S. history, ancients to medieval, Renaissance to Reformation, and then modern times.
Very cool.
So we will break those down. That'll be a four-year cycle, and then we'll repeat it. So every time we repeat it, the children are older at that point. They're going to do a deeper dive into it. And I brought Catherine today so that she can really dive us into that part of it too. But the community is rallying around this because it's such a unique idea. It statistically is just awesome. It really connects with the students. And there's wonderful test scores and testimonies. And I think the community really loves that part of it.
Sure.
But the transparency. I mean, when we have our meetings, we are bringing all of our curriculum so they can go through it. They can look at it themselves. And
you had a meeting last night, right? You had
did.
Okay, so this was like the second?
This is some of our new developments.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is, last night we had our second parent meeting. We had a show of hands from them and said, who was at the first one? And, well, only one person raised their hand.
Oh, wow.
So we had a bunch of new
That's
people
awesome.
That were amazing. They were very engaged, loved the idea, asked amazing questions. And we were able to show the community what we've done over the last month.
Sure.
And how we've forged ahead. So biggest questions that got brought up last night were how our classroom structure is. So we will have mixed classrooms. We will have directors over the program with teachers' aides under helping to manage the classroom. And so we do have three of our directors hired. We're looking for five.
Okay, and that, Catherine, is where you come in, right? Okay,
and Catherine is the director of our grammar program.
Okay.
So she will pick the curriculum and write the lesson planning for K-5.
Okay.
And so that was interesting to get the feedback from parents on that. They kind of liked. Now, we will have a lower grammar, upper grammar classroom.
Okay.
So the kids will not all, that K-5 will not all be together. K-2 will be in one classroom. 3-5 will be in one classroom. But the importance of one teacher really writing all of this is that it goes along with that timeline. We make sure that it's cohesive. And then she works with the upper grade teachers to say, here's the memory pegs I'm putting in for these students. Now you can
here's
take this information and fill those boxes.
Yeah, that's excellent.
So, yep.
Yeah.
The other big question that people have for us is building. We are in negotiations right now to have a building big enough for all of our students to be in one place.
Sure.
We just think it's easier logistically for parents. And as soon as we know that information, we will certainly get that out because we'll be excited to announce it.
Yeah.
And we'll have to lease this first year. We kind of knew that was going to happen. But if not, plan B is we're going to go back to our pod system that we originally talked about in our first parent meeting, which is the different lower grammar, upper grammar, maybe in one building, logic in another one, rhetoric in another building, that we can lease and use for the short period of time that we
so
need
plan
them.
B.
So
yeah.
Yep. So we are starting, like I said, Labor Day and Memorial Day, and we're ready to rock and roll. The enrollment last
awesome.
Night, we had more letters of intent signed last night right there on the spot. People are so excited
That's
about
amazing.
It. So
how many do you have currently enrolled or with the intent? as of right now? Do you know? I know that's a question.
And I'm going to guess because I don't have the numbers from last night, but I just popped that on you. I think we're around 65.
Okay, excellent.
So pretty cool, not counting the numbers from last night. So we're pretty excited about it,
Very cool. Yep. Okay, so just real quick, Catherine. So as the you kind of touched on it a little bit, but as the director, you will be kind of in charge of creating the curriculum, but also creating that connection between parents, teachers, directors, founders, just to make sure that the vision is, you know, we're meeting it. The vision is, you know, we're connecting all of the above, right?
Absolutely. It's, okay. Yeah, that's what I've been doing a lot the last couple weeks, is like meeting with the founders, meeting with the other directors. And then, of course, some parents have also been at that meeting. And I've really listed out the four pillars of what classical education should look like when we look at curriculum, when we look at method. What are these four rules that we're going to weigh everything we do against that? And then also, we're also weighing it against the philosophy that the founders have made for Almus Academy, because that may look different than every other classical school. So really just laying out what that's going to look like for Almus, what is going to keep it classical. And then it's been really interesting because I get to talk to the other directors and they get to weigh, okay, I've never done that. I need more information on how to do that. Or I've never used this curriculum, so we can do a deep dive. So that way, the entire school, we're all looking at the same thing. Mm-hmm. We can balance it on that classical scale and then gauge where we're at and where we need to be. So we've been building curriculum so quickly because we know how to look at those pillars and say, this works.
Right, right. And then also, this is brand new for everybody, right? So just making sure that everybody's on the same page and that, you know, of course, there are going to need to be some things that are massaged into places you go because, of course, there's always going to be unseen or, you know, things that we didn't think of. So you're going to be kind of a connection to make sure that everybody's on the same page. And I think that's awesome. So
yeah, I've been working really closely with the dialectic director because she's the grades right above me. And those are the things she's really excited about. I just loved hearing her feedback because she's taught at junior high before, but she has never taught classical.
Okay.
So she finds it so interesting how her and I can work together because since we have one spine of history connecting the entire school, and then as teachers, we know how to connect for our age group and branch out that way. So it's like, it's cohesiveness, but we still have that freedom to know how to work in our specialties into that.
Sure, to really tune in, to tap into how they learn and how they kind of connect with the subject at hand, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's awesome.
A couple points that were really exciting for the parents last night that Catherine and Connie brought up were, we will have our parent-teacher conferences like all traditional schools because we believe that that connection is and that communication is very important. Mm-hmm. We're also going to do a pre-semester dive into what these students are going to be looking at coming up.
Okay.
So that way parents don't feel like they're behind the eight ball necessarily.
Sure.
They're looking ahead. They can look at the upcoming syllabus and say, oh my gosh, that's really interesting. Now I can be involved in these conversations at home. The other really interesting thing that the parents gave us a lot of good feedback on was the fact that the history spine goes from K through 12.
Yeah.
So I really just need to brush up as a parent on this period of history so I can be involved in these conversations with my kids,
right,
whether they're in third grade or they're a junior in high, in high school.
Yeah. So my kid's not coming home and being like, Mom, guess what I learned? And I'm like,
right.
Cool.
Right.
No, that's awesome.
So we got a lot of good feedback on that part.
Yeah,
so
that's cool. Yeah. Very cool. Well, girls, I think I don't know how many times I've said it, but I'll say it again. I'm really proud of what you guys are doing. I think that, you know, the new idea, the new structure, the whole new kit and caboodle, I think is awesome. I think it gives parents and kids an alternative to what we're kind of used to, but it gives us an alternative to branch out into something new, you know, especially in weird times that we've had just in the recent past. It just kind of shows the importance of choices, of true leadership, of, you know, education without doctrine, things that, you know, we really need to focus on our kids, and I think this does it. So, again, I'm really proud of you. I think you were going to say something else, were you?
I don't think so.
No? Okay. No. I thought you put your hand kind of up. I was like, okay. All right. Cool.
I think I'm good.
All right. Well, if you don't have anything else to touch on, I think that does it for us, right? Okay. Hopefully you'll come back and chat with us again once we get some new updates.
Absolutely.
All right.
We would love to.
Thanks, gals.
Thank you.
Well, that's all we have for today. Tomorrow, we have Club Muddy, and hopefully tomorrow, Bob remembers to hit record. We'll see you then.